إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we come to the third element of success that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in Surah Al-Asr, where he said, Tawasaw bilhaq. Tawasaw bilhaq is to invite towards goodness, is to invite toward the truth. It is a very intrinsic nature of the human being. Unless your nature is corrupted and criminalized, it is the nature of the human being to want good for others. Some of the most common examples of this that we see is if your door, for example, the car door is partially closed, almost invariably somebody will signal to you and say that your door is partially closed. He doesn't have to do that, but they will do it. If you're in the days when headlights used to be on and then batteries used to drain, if your headlights were on, people would flag you down. In places where we drive on divided highways and there are speed traps, police speed traps, you will find people coming from the opposite direction, they will flash their lights, which is a warning to you to say slow down because there is a police speed trap ahead, and so on. So in many, many cases you will find in our lives that it is a natural tendency for any normal human being to want good for others. He will want to do something good for others, he will try to save other people from being harmed. This also applies to advice that we might get, including sometimes advice given by people who themselves don't practice that. Yeah, like for example, somebody might tell you, you know, you must pray regularly and you must go to the masjid. That person himself may not be going. Somebody might say, don't smoke, it's bad for you. But then that person himself is smoking. We had a good friend of ours who was a doctor, very good doctor, who was a constant chain smoker, but he would tell everybody else not to, not to smoke. He used to tell him, what is this, you smoke yourself and you tell others not to smoke. But he was like that. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this particular last piece in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu lima taquluna ma la taf'alun. Allah said that, O you believe, why do you tell people to do that which you do not do yourself? So advising people to do something good while you are not following it is obviously not desirable. But from the perspective of the person who is listening, listening to all good advice is good. If somebody says there is a fire, then you don't worry about whether this person who is telling you about the fire has good character or bad character. He is giving you a warning, you listen to the warning. Whatever he is fine, but the warning is for you. So it's the same thing from two different aspects. If you are the one who is giving the warning, if you are the one who is inviting towards the truth, then obviously the desirable thing is to be on that and to say what you actually practice, and not to have a dichotomy of that, because it sounds or seems like hypocrisy. But on the other hand, if you are getting some good advice, then don't look at the person who is giving the advice. It doesn't matter who it is. As long as the advice is good, take the advice because it's beneficial for us. Now, tawasu bil haqq, as I said, is a natural consequence of the nature of the human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us people who wish good for each other. So the third element, Iman Billah wa Rasul wa Al-Akhirah, and the second one is Amal Salih, and the third one is Tawasu Bilhaq, which is to invite towards the good. This is also a consequence of doing some good deeds. So if you are doing something good, you find the results of it are good, and therefore you try to promote that. And he says, this is a good thing, I am following it, it's nice, it works for me, so why don't you also do it? Now, tawasaw bil haqq begins, as far as Islam is concerned, tawasaw bil haqq begins with the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Because the first and most critical thing for any human being is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu without partners. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And a awareness of accountability before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all tawasaw bil haqq begins with, or should begin with, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And then it continues to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in everything, in all our lives, in all our actions and so on and so forth. But then it extends into anything that is good. Amar bil Maruf is not restricted to haram and halal. Definitely it, haram and halal is very much part of it. It even starts there, but it is not restricted to that. Amar bil Maruf is to invite towards everything which is good. So all kinds of things which are not necessarily in the realm of haram and halal, but which are good things, are things to invite towards. Good clean life, living and exercise and good food and purity and everything and so on. All of these are good things. So alhamdulillah, this is a good thing that we do and we share. For example, the many of the ahadith of Rasulullah, if you see them, they are nothing to do with haram and halal, but they are good advice for everyone, which if you follow, then it is highly beneficial for you. For example, one of the beautiful ahadith related to sleeping in the night, where Rasulullah advised and said that make wudu before you go to sleep. So he said that if you make wudu and then you do the azkar of the night, you do Ayat al-Kursi and Qul Allahu Ahad to Qul Allahu Ahad Nas, the three quls, the last three surahs of the Quran, and then we do Tasbih Fatimi and the two ayat, the last two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah and the rest. So he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the meaning of which is that if you make wudu and then you do this adhkar and you fall asleep, then in the night if you get up for anything, whether to go to the toilet or you feel thirsty, you want to drink some water or whatever, or just your sleep is interrupted, he said, if you get up in the night, you make wudu, you make this adhkar, you go to sleep, and then for whatever reason, if you get up in the night, any dua you make at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. Now think about that, what a wonderful benefit this is. I'm talking about tawasub bilhaq. We are giving some good advice, and this is the advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Better than that, there can be no advice. He's not talking about praying tahajjud and all that, that's a different issue. He's talking about just getting up in the night, sleeping with tahara, so making wudu, doing the azkar of the night before we go to sleep, and then if you happen to get up in the night, for whatever reason, he said, any dua you make at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. Such a small thing, but so immensely valuable. We ask Allah to help us to practice these things. In the same correction, he said that if you make wudu before you go to bed, and you make your azkar and you fall asleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints an angel who stands by you, and every time you move in your sleep, maybe you turn over or you just move, every time there is a movement, the angel makes dua and says, oh Allah, forgive this person. Oh Allah, forgive this person. That angel has only that job. He just stands there in the night by you, and every time you move in your sleep, he says, oh Allah, forgive this person. Allah Alam, how many times we move in our sleep and what we do. But this is the result of making wudu and going to sleep. Now imagine how beneficial that is. So tawasub bil haq is something that we should do constantly. We do wasiyat when we die. Before we die, we do and we should do. You know, write a wasiyat or tell, make a wasiyat to whoever is related to you or whoever listens to that wasiyat. I sent out the other day a wasiyat from one of our elders who passed away on Saturday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill her qabr with noor and forgive her sins and give her Jannatul Firdausul Ala bi ghairi hisab. Very beautiful wasiyat which she left behind of, you know, what she wanted people to do and so on. She talked about family, she talked about marriage and so on. So this is a normal feature of the human being. Any good person will do this. And this is what we need to do, and we need to do that consciously on a conscious basis. So we do this with our children, we do it with our students, we do it with our friends. This also, watawaso bilhaq, inviting towards, tawaso bilhaq, inviting towards good, is also a very good thing to have as far as our social gatherings are concerned. So when we meet for whatever reason, instead of indulging in all kinds of gossip and this and that and talking about this one, that one, or some politics which is, for the most part useless, if we can talk about things like this, which is good things to do, what is it that we can do? How can we do some charity? How can we do some good, to the people around us? Then this is two in one, which is we are doing tawasu bil haq. So inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for it. And the result of it also is good, because you are talking about some good things, so people will benefit. For example, my mother used to say, when I go to visit her, she used to say, recite some Quran. So then I would sit and recite some Quran for her. So this is a beautiful practice. If you children come, whoever comes, you tell them, recite some Quran. Let them listen to some Quran, alhamdulillah. So they also benefit, you also benefit from listening to the Quran. So similarly, tell us something good. Normally we go to meet elders and so on, and say, please give us some nasiha. So similarly, we can say this to each other. You don't have to go to some big sheikh for this. And when we meet together, make this into a practice. Then what happens is, even people who are normally used to, just joking and so on and talking some, they also become conscious that when you meet, we are going to be asked, please give us some nasiha. Anybody can give a nasihat. Anybody, any child, anyone can to say some good thing. You don't have to be some big mufti. Everyone has some good thing to say. So make this into a practice even among our social gatherings, that when we sit, that we ask each other to give us some nasihat. So you say, please give us some nasihat. Tell us what you think. Can be anything. It doesn't have to necessarily be religious in nature. Can be something which is nothing to do with religion, but it is good. Some good advice and some experience that you had, some mistake you made and something you learned from that mistake. All of these are very useful and valuable things and which we can talk about. So you don't have to feel hesitant. No, if I say advice means I have to start with the ayat of the Quran, then I must have one hadith and nothing. Just simply say this. That way also what happens is that the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into the conversation. The name of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes into the conversation. It has to be. If you are going to do this as Muslims, you will say Alhamdulillah, at least minimum. You will say A'udhu Billah, you will say Alhamdulillah. You will send Salat and Salam on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You will say Durood. So all of these things automatically happen, and that is what enlivens a gathering in which the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is not mentioned is a dead gathering. So that will not happen. Whenever we gather, for whatever the occasion, you get together for a dinner, what not, start with this. Say, let us listen to some nasihat. And make this into a norm. Don't make it into one, event where so-and-so has to come and then give us nasihat. Don't do that. These are all things which actually sabotage the goodness of the thing. Now you are only waiting for that person. Now, where is this person? He has gone for Umrah. So now until he comes back, all your gatherings are dead gatherings. For what? Let anybody, whoever it is, please give us some nasihat. Start with that, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't have to be long, 5 minutes. Just say something good, alhamdulillah, khalas, now we can do whatever else we are doing. So that way also you keep on track. Because just now you listen to some good nasihat, after that you are not going to fall into ghibat and you will not do. The tendency itself will be towards good, inshallah. So it saves us from all kinds of wrong things. So tawasu bil haq is to invite each other towards good, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be among those who practice good and who also invite each other towards the good. Tomorrow inshallah we'll go to the last of these. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this a source of guidance for us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.